是水果。It's time for a story.
A big warm welcome to all my little friends and all the families. 听 Sandy 说故事啊，学英文。It's time for a story. Let's have some fun.Hello, kids! 元宵节就要到咯 Welcome to tonight's Animal Riddles Game Show! 欢迎收听今晚的元宵节动物猜谜游戏。我是彩玉老师 ,I'm Sandy, your host tonight, 也是今晚的主持人。那今晚动物猜灯谜游戏的进行方式是这样的。我邀请了五位动物朋友。每个动物朋友会给我们出一道谜语，让小朋友猜猜看他是谁。游戏过程中，大家可以对每个动物提出两个问题，而我们的动物朋友只能回答 yes 或是 no。So my friends, are you ready? 接下来，让我们欢迎第一位动物朋友。Let's welcome our first animal friend!
Hi, I'm cute. I don't walk, I hop. Who am I?
This animal friend is cute. 他说自己很可爱。哇，这个有很多可能性哦。很多小动物都很可爱啊，像是小狗、小猫、小兔子。他又说自己不走路，都是用跳的。究竟他是什么动物呢？现在我们要开放听众朋友提出两个问题。来，有人要提问吗？好的，请这位戴帽子的小朋友。
What do you like to eat?
Sorry, I can only answer a yes or no question.
抱歉，动物来宾只能回答是或不是 ，yes 或是 no 的问题哦。来，我们开放下一位听众问问题。
Hi，
好，这位小朋友，你的问题是
？Hi，Can I keep you as a pet？
嘿嘿嘿 ，Yes，I'm a wonderful pet。
很棒的问题哦 ，pet，P-E-T。指的是养在家里的宠物，这位动物朋友会是家里很棒的宠物哦。
I am cute. I don't walk. I hop. I am a wonderful pet. Who am I?
倒数三、二、一，我们要揭晓答案喽。哒哒。Our first guest is a rabbit, 是一只可爱的小兔子。
I am a bouncy, cute little rabbit.
Thank you, rabbit. Goodbye.
Boy, boy, goodbye.
接下来要欢迎第二位动物来宾。Let's welcome our next animal friend.
I'm a huge mammal. I can't jump. Who am I?
Our animal friend is a mammal. Mammal, M-A-M-M-A-L. Mammal 是哺乳类动物的意思。一般陆地上常见的动物，牛、羊、狮子、老虎、大象、长颈鹿，这些都是哺乳类动物。但是像鸭子、鸡、蛇这些动物生小宝宝的时候都是下蛋，小宝宝再从蛋壳中破壳而出，它们就不算是哺乳类哦。那究竟是什么哺乳类动物不会跳呢？一样的，我们要开放两位小朋友来问问题。 Remember, you can only ask a yes or no question.好嘞，第一位听众请发问。
Hi, do you have a long, long trunk?
Yes, I do. I can even pick up a tiny peanut with the tip of my trunk.
I think I know who you are.
这个问题问得非常关键，很棒哦。我们的动物朋友有长长的鼻子 ,a long trunk, 而且它的鼻子肌肉很灵巧，甚至可以捡起一颗小小的花生粒哦。再来，我们要邀请第二位小朋友发问。
Oh, if you are who I think you are, I'm such a big fan of you.
你的问题是
Do you have big floppy ears?
Oh, yes I do. I have big, big floppy ears.
好的，我相信大家都有答案咯。This animal friend is a mammal. He can't jump. He has a long trunk and big ears. 究竟是谁呢？我们来公布真相。倒数三、二、一。
I am an elephant.
Hooray!
Thank you, elephant friend. Goodbye.
Goodbye, kids. I will always remember you because elephants never forget.
再来，请欢迎我们第三位动物来宾。Let's welcome our third animal friend.
I'm always busy making honey for you and me. Who am I?
哇，是一个整天忙碌工作的动物朋友。And it makes honey.Sweet, sweet honey. 我们要再来开放两位小朋友问问题咯。第一位小朋友。
Hi, friend. Are you...
来，请发问。
I don't know. I forgot what I was trying to ask.
That's all right. Don't worry. 我们先请下一位问问题吧。Next question, please.
Hi, my question is, does your name start with the letter B?
Yes, my name starts with the letter B.
Nice one. 大家心中都有答案了吗? Our friend is always busy making honey. And its name starts with the letter B.
Who am I?
答案揭晓,倒数三二一 A bee, yes, 是一只忙碌工作的小蜜蜂。
Oh yes, I am a bee. B-E-E, bee, and I go buzz.
Thank you, bee.
Thanks for inviting me here. I had fun.Buzz, buzz, bye-bye.
好的，接下来要欢迎第四位动物来宾的进场，我们掌声鼓励鼓励。可能是欢呼声不够大，他不想出来吧。那我们再来一次好吗? Let's welcome our next animal friend! Sorry.
Hey! I'm down here!
人呢? Hey, 人跑去哪里啦?来宾呢?
Hey!
Where's our next animal?
I'm down here!
Oh, sorry. Oh, I didn't see you. You are such a tiny little friend. 等等，我拿小一点的麦克风给你用好吗？请稍等哦。来，这一只给你用。Here you go.
Hi, kids. I am tiny, but I'm very strong.
Wait a minute. Can you just try to speak a little louder, please? 可以请你稍微讲大声一点吗? We can't really hear you.
Hello, I am tiny, but I am very strong. I can lift 50 times my own weight.
Wow, you are super strong. 我们的动物朋友他很小很小但是非常的强壮哦他可以举起自己体重50倍的东西来我们要开放问问题现在请第一位小朋友发问
How many legs do you have?
Sorry kid You can only ask a yes or no question
I should change my question to Do you have 6 legs?
Oh sorryEach person only get to ask one question. 下一位 next question please.
Hi friends, do you live alone?
No, I don't live on my own. Our queen always says, family stays together. I live with over 100,000 family members.
Wow, you have a huge family.
That was a very good question. 相信大家都已经有答案了吧? Our animal friend is tiny but super strong, and the whole family lives together. 这位动物朋友跟全家族都住在一起。他们家有超过100,000的家庭成员哦。真是个大家族呢。
So kids,Who am I?
答案揭晓，倒数三、二、一。
Yes, I am an ant. A-N-T, ant.
Well, my friend, I'm curious about something.我很好奇，要是我们人类跟你一样强壮，可以举起自己体重50倍的东西的话，那会是什么样子呢？
Well, if I were a human, I could probably lift a car.
对耶，要是人类可以举起体重50倍的物品，那我就可以举起一台车子了呢。
Thanks for inviting me.See you in a bit.
接下来我们要邀请最后一位的动物朋友咯。Let's welcome our last animal friend. I live where I can't breathe.And I eat without teeth. Who am I? Interesting. 这个动物朋友住在一个他自己都不能呼吸的地方，而且他没有牙齿哦。来，我们开放问最后两题问题，小朋友要好好的发问哦。第一位小朋友，请发问。
Do you live in the water?
That's a great question.这位朋友，请问你住在水里面吗? Do you live in the water?
Yes, I do.
But if you can't breathe in the water, how do you live in the water?
Well, boys and girls, 我来给大家多一点提示吧。This animal friend has a hole at the top of its head. 我们的动物朋友头顶上有一个洞，一个孔。And it will come up to the surface of the water to breathe. 它每隔一段时间就会跑到水面上来呼吸哦。All right, last question, please. Okay, 请这位穿红色衣服的小朋友。What is your question?
I know who you are. Are you a whale?
Yes, I am.And actually, I am a blue whale.
Wow, a
blue whale， 真是稀客，欢迎欢迎。蓝鲸可是世界上体型最大的哺乳类动物呢。Now, Mr. Blue Whale, I have one last question for you. If you don't have any teeth, 要是你没有牙齿的话， how do you eat? 你到底是怎么吃东西的呀？
我虽然没有牙齿，但是我的嘴巴里有又密又长的须筋板。你可以想象，我的嘴巴里面就像有刷子一样。我会先吞下一大口的海水，再用嘴巴用力合起来，把海水挤出来。我是用过滤的方式捕食海水中的浮游生物和小小的磷虾。
Wow, that is super cool. 也太酷了吧。
Thanks for having me. I need to get back into the ocean. Bye bye, kids.
今天的动物猜谜活动五题你都答对了吗？
Hooray!
Thanks for listening to today's Animal Riddles Game Show. And I wish you a happy Lantern Festival.元宵节快乐！
Hi kids, this is Andy, 我是彩玉老师。希望你喜欢今天的动物猜谜 Game Show。那你还有什么好玩的动物谜语想要跟我分享的吗？欢迎听众们到我的 Facebook 粉丝专页跟我分享一个动物谜语，英文或是中文的都可以，让我猜猜看。我会回复所有小朋友的动物谜语留言，那只要你有前往 Facebook 参加猜谜的留言，就可以获得抽奖的机会。我要抽出两个小朋友，送出两本非常棒的英文绘本给小朋友当做新年礼物哦。那如果你喜欢听故事学英文 Podcast， 也邀请你前往 Apple Podcast 或是 Mixer Box 帮我留下五颗星，或在评论区用文字留言让我知道你听完故事的感想，或是进一步透过赞助帮助 Sandy 永续经营这个节目，长久提供孩子免费的英文资源。赞助连结请前往本集节目详细资讯栏查询哦。 Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening.And I hope to see you in the next episode. I'm Sandy. See you later, alligator.
It's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye, butterfly. See you later, alligator. And a wild crocodile.